kanya. So it would really help, no, nagiging lubog yung trust nila. And they will be satisfied with that, with our spirit. Because of your time. Because, yun nga, from support, and or yung pagiging pag-support natin in a very timely manner, and also the client satisfaction, it has a direct correlation. Kasi magkadugtong yan, kumbaga. Kasi if you can't resolve that within your given time frame, then just let them know. I'm sorry ma'am, we need more time to update this. Lalo-lalo na if mag-update ka na may papasok ka ng mga, like kunyari, customization updates. No? So of course, magtatanong pa naman yung client kung kailan yan matatapos, kailan yan ma-update yung system. Tapos wala tayong alam kung kailan. Or hindi natin nabalikan yung customer sa binigay o pinamis natin na babalikan natin sila. Okay, and again, as technical supports, if you promised your client na babalikan ninyo sila on a specific date and time, make sure na balikan mo talaga sila. Regardless if natapos ba yung ano or hindi. Kasi pag hindi naman natapos yan, let them know. Tapos bigyan mo ng update. So ito yung update man, kunyari 80% naman ng update. You just need more time. We'll get back to you 3 to 5 days from now. Ganun lang. Para ano din sila, hindi sila magiging hanging. Magiging may aware sila, ah, okay. Kasi ang hirap kaya nun pag parang iniiwan natin sila sa ere. No? Parang hanging. Yung para sa side nila na oo, oh, hindi nila alam. Alright, so efficient time management skills or yung tinatawag natin prioritization technique. Kasi as a technical support here sa organization natin, you will encounter a lot of support requests. Okay, we have a lot of support requests. It's either demo, retraining, installations, troubleshooting. So you have to manage